Hey Juanita, I'm a tenant here, and I need to let you know about this thing we're doing on Wednesday.
Who's doing what?
Well, I'm getting ready to tell you. Like, settle down. Don't get angry at me. Jeez, I haven't even told you what I'm doing. Holy crap.
Go ahead.
You got owned, you little snitch. So welcome to the botnet, bitch.
Got my bot sitting all up in IRC, idling away. Honey, what's on TV? Don't even need to pay attention. The net will do it all. It will even steal your contacts so I can give your sister a call, okay?
Yo, this one goes out to my homie RBCP. My botnet might be the best, but he is the original phone loser.
Hello everyone and welcome to Hobosode number 95. Today's Hobosode is sponsored by Gobi. Thanks, Gobi, for supporting the show on Patreon. It's Gobi's fault that I have one single idea for today's show, and I don't know how many times I'm going to try and do this over and over. It'll probably end up being a stupid idea, and nobody will believe it, like when I try to convince people that I had remote control of their dog through the tracking chip. But I'm going to try this one idea a few times and see how it goes.
Good afternoon. Thank you for calling. This is Kara. How can I help you?
Hey, Kara. I'm a tenant here.
Okay.
And I needed to find out if, like, so on Wednesday, I'm going to be turning on this giant electromagnet that I've installed in my apartment. I've pretty much converted the entire apartment into a giant electromagnet. And I was wondering if you could tell the other tenants to, like, maybe put their computers out in their cars.
I hope this is a joke phone call.
No, I wouldn't joke.
No, you cannot absolutely do that. Absolutely not. You're going to screw up our electrical system, and I cannot have you damage other tenants' property.
No, it's completely safe. It's just, it's probably going to draw, like, everything metal in the other apartments toward my apartment.
And no, we can't do that. No.
No, I'm definitely doing it. I've been working on this for months now, and I've...
So anybody who has damages, and what's your name? I'm sorry.
My name is Roy.
Roy, what's your last name, Roy?
Gerbel. Gerbel, I've changed all the walls in my apartment. They're like all this metal magnetic material stuff now.
Okay, well, I don't have anybody with that last name that I'm aware of on our apartment complex.
Yeah, well, I wouldn't be in the computer. I just
why wouldn't you be in the computer?
Well, because I just stay on the couch here.
Well, what apartment are you in?
2414E.
Okay, so you're an unauthorized occupant also.
Well, no, my roommate knows I'm here. So it's cool.
Well, I need to know you're there. We run criminals on everybody that's in the lease.
Yeah, that part doesn't even matter. I'm just letting you know I'm going to be operating a large electromagnet.
You're not.
Yes, I am.
Or I'm going to evict your roommate.
No, you can't evict him because this is me.
I can because if you do damage to my building, you bet I can.
It's not going
to
damage anything. I'm just saying that everyone should
just
put their...
Just ask me to have all of the other residents take their computers out to their car.
Yeah, so it won't damage them. It's not going to damage...
No, I cannot do that.
It wouldn't damage...
I can't have other residents to do...
Why'd she hang up on me? I'm calling her right back.
Good afternoon. This is Michelle. May I help you?
Hey, Michelle. I was talking to that other lady about the giant electromagnet I'm going to be turning on Wednesday around noon.
Okay.
Did she tell you about that? She just kind of hung up on me. I'm not sure why she hung up.
Okay. So what's going on?
I've converted the entire apartment into a giant electromagnet. So when I flip this switch, it's just for science. Like, you wouldn't understand. But when I flip the switch,
but
it's...
But that's illegal. That's our building.
It's our property.
That's illegal.
You can't do that. Magnets are not illegal. What are you talking about? Magnets are not illegal.
Okay. I'm just going to end the conversation right now. Thank you and have a nice day.
Man, I need... Wow, they are just not at all interested in letting me explain myself. Let's try this other one. It was sent in by a guy named Jumpman, and he says this was the realty company that managed my apartment in college. The people in the office there are really, really rude and blame the tenant when anything goes wrong. And he gives me the address and the apartment.
Realty.
Hi there. I'm a tenant here, and I just needed to let you know about something we're working on here in the apartment.
Okay.
We've converted the entire apartment into a giant electromagnet.
Cool. How fun.
And yeah. We're going to be activating it on Wednesday. And I just needed to know if you could have the other tenants remove their computers from their apartments on Wednesday, just around noon is all.
Okay, that's going to be a little difficult.
And why? They can just put them in their cars just for a couple hours while we try this out?
Well, it's kind of an inconvenience for our tenants. What's your address?
833 Drive, Unit 4.
You're at 833 number 4?
Yep.
And what's your first name?
Roy.
Spell that, please.
R-O-Y. Jeez, really?
You cracked for a second. It literally sounded like you said Lloyd. Okay, Roy, what's your phone number?
Well, I don't think you need that. I don't need to be called back or anything. I was just hoping...
Well, you do. Mr. Pitsley does need to call you and talk to you to verify that this is all right with our rest of our tenants, because it is an inconvenience.
It's not that big of an inconvenience.
So I do need you to have a... Give me a phone number.
Like, if they don't put their computers out in their cars, though, it's going to erase their hard drives?
And you'll be responsible for that damage, now, won't you?
Well, it's not damage. They can just reformat and start over.
Okay, can I have your phone number,
please? It would just be like a loss of data. But
can I have your phone number, please?
Can't Mr. What's-His-Face, can't you just go get him and just put him on the phone?
He's not in the office.
Okay.
Well, if you're a tenant at a property you don't own, I need your phone number, please, so Mr. Pitsley can call you back to discuss the situation you're requiring.
You should have it there in the computer. Just look in the computer. It's in there. We have a home phone in here. Miss Attitude.
Excuse me?
I said Miss Attitude. Anyway, I gotta go. I gotta make some adjustments on the machine and everything and get it all ready for Wednesday. All right?
I'll have Mr. Pitsley call you back. Thank you.
Okay.
Tabitha, may I help you?
Hi there. I'm a tenant here, and I have, I just needed to let you know about something.
You said you were my tenant here?
Yeah. Holy crap. Jeez. What were you angry for?
You said what?
What are you angry for? I'm just letting you know something.
Oh, I'm not angry. I said you said you're my tenant here.
Oh, yeah. Well, just like, I don't know.
Okay,
like,
and what's your name?
Seem like you're coming at me. This is Roy.
I'm not coming at you, sir. Oh. I just need to know your name.
Okay, it's Roy.
Roy, and your last name?
Jurbel.
Jurdale?
Yep.
Okay. One second. And what's your apartment unit?
107.
Okay, what's your letter?
Oh, it's A.
I don't have an A107, sir.
Oh, it's a C107.
Okay, so now you're in C107?
Yeah, now I am.
Well, how can I help you?
Well, I've converted the entire apartment into a giant electromagnet, and I'm going to be switching it on Wednesday. I'm just waiting for a part to arrive from a scientific supply company. And I was wondering if you could have the other tenants, like, maybe move their computers out of their apartments into their cars so they don't get erased.
Excuse me, sir. How else can I help you other than that?
Well, no, that's the thing I'm calling for. I'm going to be activating a very large electromagnet on Wednesday around noon, like as soon as the mail gets here.
Tabitha, how may I help you?
Oh, hey, Tabitha. We got disconnected somehow. I guess my cell phone went out of range. I went too close to the equipment here. Sorry about that. Tabitha? Hello? Tabitha?
Thank you for calling Place. This is Kim. How can I help you?
Hey, Kim. I am a tenant here. And I needed to let you know that on Wednesday, I'm going to be activating this giant electromagnet in my apartment. And is there any way you could tell the other tenants around here to maybe put their computers in their cars? Because I don't want to erase their hard drives.
No, I can't advise them to put them in their cars.
Okay. Well, I don't think it's...
Who am I speaking with?
My name's Roy.
Loy?
Roy.
Oh, Roy. I'm sorry.
That's okay.
And what's your apartment number, Roy?
122.
Okay.
So, yeah, I've converted the entire apartment. Basically, the apartment itself is a giant electromagnet now. Like it's going to be the biggest one in the state of California.
And what is the purpose of that?
For Guinness Book of World Records. It's going to be the biggest one, and I need to turn it on Wednesday. The world record people are going to be here. And like in other people's apartments, like if they have metal things, they're going to slowly drift toward the, you know, toward my apartment. But it won't hurt anything. Like it might pull some.
And what about wiping out our computers here in the office?
Oh, you might want to put them out in your car or something. I think in your.
No, we can't do that.
Why not?
Because they belong to the property. We're not allowed to remove them from the site. And if they were stolen from the vehicles, I would personally be responsible.
Oh, okay. Well,
And that's why I can't advise the residents to put all of their things like that in their car if something were to happen.
Well, I've got to do this. You know,
you would actually be liable as well.
I have to do this. This is my chance at greatness. Do you have an aquarium, like a fish aquarium? Because if you put the fish aquarium between your computer and my apartment, I think that'll shield it, possibly.
And what is this called again that you're doing?
It's a giant electromagnet. And it's it's like a magnet, but an electromagnet. It's like, it runs on electricity instead of being an actual magnet. And I've wired it all up to, like, every outlet in the house into the outlet that powers the stove. And, I had to get as much power in there as possible to make this huge. And,
And you said you're in 1050, number 122?
Yeah. You're going to know when I turn it on because, like, all the lights are going to dim in the entire apartment. Lights are going to go a bit dim. And
said your name was Roy, but I don't have a Roy on that apartment. Is that your legal name?
Yeah, well, that's my roommate's name. My roommate would be on the computer.
So you're not an authorized resident here?
Yeah. Well, no, I'm authorized. He knows I'm here. I pay my rent to him.
No, but we know you're here?
Well, you do now.
That makes you authorized.
Yep. I'm authorized now because now you know.
No, you're not authorized until you do the application and get approved.
Okay, we'll figure that out later, like after the whole Guinness Book of World Records thing happens. Noon.
Okay, what is your
phone
number?
Wednesday. Noon on Wednesday. That's when it's going to happen. And I would suggest shielding your computers. Like maybe if you
if anything happens to our computers, and I mean, unfortunately, you will be liable for that.
No, I don't think there's laws about this or anything because it's
the property can hold you responsible, the owners, and they will be here on Wednesday. So,
okay. I've told you how to fix it.
I mean,
it.
I understand.
Just put a bunch of water in between the computer and my apartment.
It doesn't work like that.
Yeah, it does.
Okay, we still have to be able to do business. Our business day.
It's only going to be on for like maybe an hour tops. And you know what?
Okay, well, I'm not giving you permission to do that. I want to be very clear. You're doing it without permission, and you're not an authorized resident here.
Okay,
I can't stop you. I mean, I understand you're going to do what you're going to do. I'm just trying to be clear with you on what I can do.
I think your office is far enough away that it's not going to really even erase your hard drive. You'll just see the lights dim, that's all.
Well, I'm going to get in touch with the residents for the apartment and see what's going on there, okay?
Okay. It's
Thank
all,
you for
it's
the
all,
phone call.
It's all for a good cause, you know? It's the biggest electromagnet. Like, this apartment building is going to be famous. It's going to be home of the biggest electromagnet in California.
Okay. I'm not really sure how I feel about that because I don't know what all... exposing me to.
Not dangerous. Like no, it's just a magnet. That's all. It's just a magnet.
Okay.
As long as you don't have any iron fillings, you'll be fine.
Okay. Well, again, you're not getting permission to do this from us. You're just calling to let us know what you're doing.
Yep. And I have to do it at this point.
I will pass on your information to the owners and let them know what you're planning on doing here at the property.
Okay. Because it's not like... It's not like I can just not do it at this point because, you know, they're all flying out here to see it and everything. And I'm gonna be in the 2019 edition of the Guinness Book of World Records.
Okay.
So it's pretty exciting for everyone.
All right. Well, thank you for the phone call.
You're welcome.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye. I don't think that lady is sharing my enthusiasm for the whole thing. Nobody is, really. Like, but at least she didn't hang up on me. So that's good.
Thank you for calling. This is Angelica. How can I help you?
Hey, Angelica. I'm a tenant here. My name is Roy.
Roy.
Hi. I need to let you know I'm going to be activating a giant electromagnet in my apartment on Wednesday. It's going to be like one of the most powerful magnets in California. It's probably going to attract things in other apartments toward my apartment, like metal things. So, like, can you let the other tenants know that that could happen?
Okay. Can you please hold for a second?
Okay.
Thank you. Hello?
Hello.
Yes, may I ask who's calling?
My name is Roy. Who's this?
This is Rosa.
Oh, hey, Rosa. Yeah, I just I live here in the apartments, and I was just wondering if you could let the other tenants know. Like, I've already let a couple of my neighbors know, but I'm going to be activating this giant magnet on Wednesday, and it's going to make everything metal in their apartment kind of, you know, float toward my apartment.
Mm-hmm.
Like metal.
For what unit are you in?
Oh, what unit? I am in 213.
213?
Yeah, I think it's just going to be the apartments just immediately around me. I think that's as strong as it's going to be.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, it's going to like if they have silverware out, it's probably going to make that kind of slide across the table, you know, stuff like that. It might pull some nails out of the walls. I've converted pretty much my entire apartment into a giant electromagnet.
Mm-hmm.
It covers all of the walls and the floors and the ceiling, like this entire apartment. It looks like it's from the future, basically.
But you said what apartment? Because I have somebody else in that apartment.
Oh, yeah, that's probably my roommate. I'm in 213, though. I just pay him the rent.
213?
Yep.
No, are you downstairs or upstairs?
Upstairs.
Upstairs?
Yep.
Yeah, because I'm not aware that there's any roommates in there.
Yeah, well, you know, that part doesn't matter. Like, if you could just let the people around us know.
No, well, it does matter, because I need to go speak to her.
No, it's fine. Like, she knows about it. Like, she lives here. She sees the craziness that I've hooked up in this apartment.
No, I'm not aware.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. We don't care if you're aware. I'm just, like, hoping you could let the other tenants know that, you know, metal stuff in their apartment is going to drift toward our apartment.
That's fine.
And here's the weird thing. It might make ghosts visible. Like, if there happen to be any ghosts in the area, that, like, that's the whole point of this experiment, is we're trying to make ghosts visible.
Okay, and you said you're in 2213, and your name was Troy?
Yeah, Roy.
Roy.
Yep.
Okay, and she's renting to you, not me.
Correct, yeah. Yeah, you know, we figured it'd be easier that way.
Oh, okay.
But are you going to let people around me know? Because I'm going to flip the switch on Wednesday. And, you know, shit's going to get crazy for about an hour. It's not dangerous or anything. It's just going to, you know, like if people drive by the front of our apartment in their car, you know how they can park out front? They might have to, you know, push on the gas a little bit harder to back out of their spot. Because this is a really, really strong magnet. I mean, it's just really strong.
Okay, then. Do you know around what time?
Right around noon on Wednesday.
On noon on Wednesday. Okay.
Yeah, we're going to have a bunch of scientists up here observing everything.
Okay.
Like about 20 scientists are going to be in the apartment. And Ghost Hunters, have you ever seen that TV show?
Nope.
Oh, okay. Well, they're going to be here, too.
Okay. I'll let them know.
Okay. Who are you letting know? Like, everyone around me?
Yes.
Like, probably everyone in our building and everyone in those two buildings next to us.
Okay, then.
Are you in a hurry to get off the phone? You seem like you don't want to talk to me.
Yes, I'm in the middle of a lease.
What are you doing? Oh, you're making a lease?
Yes, I'm sorry.
That's okay.
Alrighty then.
Why'd she put you on the phone if you're busy?
I'm the manager.
I know, but like I don't know. It seems like you're busy. Why didn't she just do her job better? And
I'm sorry, who?
Why that lady that picked up at first? Like, why didn't she just take care of it herself?
Oh, because she barely started here.
Oh, okay. All right. It's fine.
Now too familiar with the property.
I see. Okay.
Okay then.
At least she had time to talk though. Okay. Well, thank you.
You're welcome.
Bye.
Bye.
Good afternoon, and thank you for calling. How may I help you?
Hi, I'm a tenant here at.
Yes.
And I just needed to find out if, like, this Wednesday, like, I've turned my entire apartment into a giant electromagnet, and I'm going to be turning it on for the first time.
You called me on Friday, and you told me that you had a sprinkler that you were shooting at a dog.
Oh,
and
no,
you needed help turning the sprinkler off.
No, that wasn't
and now me. You're telling me that you have an electromagnet. Why do you keep calling me and messing with me?
No, I'm not messing with you.
What did I do to you for you to call me and prank me every day?
That wasn't me. I don't know what you're talking about. You got the wrong person.
Same voice, because you told me that you couldn't turn the sprinkler off. You were about to flood your apartment because you wanted to keep the dog quiet.
Well, you have the same voice as my second grade teacher, but I'm not claiming you're her. You know, people have the same voices.
How can I help you?
Well, I guess you can't, okay? I'm sorry I bothered you. It wasn't me calling, though. I don't know why you think it was me.
But what apartment do you live in?
Well, never mind. Just forget it. Never mind.
Yeah, because you don't live here.
Well, I guess I called that one already.
This is Debbie.
Hey, Debbie. I'm a tenant here, and I needed to let you know about something I'm going to be doing here on Wednesday.
Okay, who am I speaking with?
My name's Roy.
Roy?
Yep.
And you're a tenant here?
Yes.
What apartment?
I'm in 46.
Roy. I don't know you, Roy.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I keep to myself. I just stay
well,
in the apartment
46
mostly.
46 should be Amy and Roger.
Yeah, I sleep on their couch. Those are my roommates. I just pay them rent.
Yeah, well, we can't sublet here. So
okay. Well,
I will have to talk to Roger and Amy.
Yeah, well, we can talk about that later. I need to let you know, though, I'm going to be activating this giant electromagnet in the apartment. I've pretty much converted the entire apartment into a giant magnet.
And Roy, I need to, really, before we do anything, I need to have a conversation with all of you here. Is Roger
okay.
Available?
No, they're at work right now. But, no, I mean, this is going to happen on Wednesday. It's already the plan's set in motion. A bunch of people are going to be here on Wednesday in the apartment.
What does this do?
It's a giant electromagnet, and it's going to, like I was hoping you could warn the other tenants, it's going to kind of attract metal things toward my apartment.
Yeah, no, Roy, we can't do that.
No, I mean, it's happening. It's definitely happening.
No, it can't happen.
You're
not a resident here, and it can't happen.
Okay, well, it's not like I can just move this magnet somewhere else. I've basically converted the apartment itself into a giant electromagnet.
So, Roy, are you not hearing my words?
Yeah.
You're not a resident here. You can't convert anything
apartment. Been done. I've done it. Like the walls, the floor, the ceiling, it's all metal. It looks like this apartment's from the future now.
You're going to have to undo it.
Like, there's no way to do that. It's pretty much permanent.
Roger. But, I need to speak to Roger. So you need to have Amy or Roger call me. What is a contact number for you, Roy?
Just call them. Like, I don't really have a phone myself. Just call our home number here. But you're not really listening to me. Like, there's already these scientists. They're going to be showing up on Wednesday around noon.
But you don't have authorization to do this.
Yeah, well, Roger and Amy gave me. Well, I mean, Amy doesn't like me, but Roger did.
Yeah, they don't have the authorization either, Roy.
What? No, there's.
So are you home now?
Yeah, but there's no rule against turning your apartment into a giant electromagnet.
Well, there are rules about making any changes to the apartment. So,
yeah,
in fact,
but
there are rules about that. So I will come on over and see what you're talking about. I'll be
there
in a minute.
Oh, no. You're not invited to come over right now. I'm in the middle of, okay, she's coming over, I guess. Hello?
Hello? Hello?
Hello, who is this?
This is Amy. Who is this?
Amy who?
Well, I don't know who you are. Like, what's this about? Oh, no. She must know Amy's voice.
And it hung up. I got to do the dial tone trick, but she didn't fall for it. She's probably like, he's obviously using a Roland VT3. I know the sound of that thing anywhere. Anyway, I think I've done enough of these. I give up. I've tried to tell the world about my giant electromagnet. Nobody seems to give a shit. And I fully blame Gobi for that. Thanks a lot, Gobi, for making my idea today so unbelievable. But I think that I Regret Jumping can share the blame with Gobi, because he inspired this idea. He wrote in the Discord, and I don't remember what the context was behind this post that he made, but he said something about buying a powerful magnet and drag it across your ceiling and see if you can't get shit to move in your neighbor's apartment. And I thought that was kind of funny, so I wrote that down, and that's where today's totally unbelievable idea comes from. Thanks, I Regret Jumping. I'm going to end today's show with a song by Ruprecht the Monkey Boy. This is my favorite song that he's done for the show. This one's called Come Monday.
Headed up to Roy, New Mexico for some October snowplow shows. I got my cactus on. I guess I'm gonna become a damn Patreon. Because sweet tits, I love you so. True Green, Skippy, and all of Roy Co. Come on, Brad, it'll be alright. I wanna come on, Brad. I'm gonna snowplow tonight. I spent 30 whole days putting notes all over the place. And I wanna watch Pikachu start a gang fight. Yeah, it's been quite a summer. Flaming darts and 7-Eleven's name. And when I was out on vacation, you fuck with a dog with war crime fame. And Ding Timber, I love you so. But goddamn motherfuckers, time to go. Come on, Brad, it'll be alright. I wanna come on, Brad. I'm gonna snowplow tonight. I spent 30 old days putting notes all over the place. And watch Pikachu start a gang fight. I can't help it, honey, baby, sweet tits. You're that much a part of me now. Remember that night Reba McEntire got caught and she laughed out loud. PLA. La 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 la. I hope you're enjoying the weather. I know that it's rainy up there. I left you a message on Tuesday, but it didn't get played on the air. Ding Timber has warned me quite thin. Can't wait to hear from corporate again. Come Monday, it'll be alright. Come Monday, I'll be holding you tight. I spent four lonely days in a brown LA haze, and I just want you back by my side. I spent four lonely days in a brown LA haze, and I just want you back by my side. Cactus?
You blowing smoke up my ass, buddy, or what's going on here?